Casey was already dead when I found him.
I know, I should have called the cops first, but things have been so bad for me lately, and, you know, I just... freaking economy.
And that armoire was an antique. It was worth $2,000 at least. But I never laid a finger on him.
No, you didn't. Put a bullet in his brain.
No, look, I'm telling you all...
Wrong.
What's wrong?
I'm sorry, I don't think I could have been much clearer earlier. There were two crimes, two perpetrators.
This guy had all of the victim's stuff.
But no gun. Not anywhere in his apartment. I suspect the GSR test your people perform will show that he hasn't fired one of late. Also, he isn't wearing any deodorant, let alone Lady's tea blossom. Why hadn't he noticed?
You're the only one who could smell anything on that chair.
The chair, right. I'm glad you brought that up. If, per Detective Bell's theory, the burglar was startled by the victim's unexpected return, why was he sitting down? It's a curious time to take a load off, no?
No, it's true.
Do you mind getting me a bag of chips? I think there's a vending machine on the corner.
He wasn't asked to consult here because of his charming personality.
Was he always like this? I mean, back when you knew him in Scotland Yard.
He was a pain in the ass. But he was also very, very good. You said when he introduced you last week that you were his personal valet? That's sort of like a butler, right?
He must have been really happy when he relocated here in New York.
Actually, he reached out to me before he left London, 2 weeks ago.
He called you from London?
Yeah. Said he was calling from Heathrow. Why?